From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Four security officials were killed, five others wounded, as suicide bombers struck across Saudi Arabia Monday, detonating explosives in the holy city Medina, outside one of Islam's holiest sites, the Prophet's Mosque, as well as the eastern city of Qatif and near the U.S. consulate in Jeddah. Analyst Amin Saikal of Australian National University said such attacks only generate ill will among the Muslim people.
This is the second holiest site for Muslims after Mecca, and therefore it is extremely sacred, and any acts of aggression against the Prophet Muhammad's site would certainly invite a lot of anger and disillusionment on the part of the Muslims around the world.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out a series of bombing and shooting attacks in the kingdom over the past 2 years. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday visited Uganda at the start of a four-country tour to boost trade and security. Monday also marked the 40th anniversary of the Israeli commando raid at Uganda's Entebbe Airport in 1976 to rescue Israelis taken captive by Palestinian and German hijackers who commandeered an Air France flight.
We have gathered here to mark an event that inspired the world and lifted the spirits of my people. At Entebbe, international terrorism suffered a stinging defeat. The rescue mission proved that good can prevail over evil, that hope can triumph over fear.
The raid, which freed over 100 hostages, resulted in the death of Mr. Netanyahu's brother, who led the raid on Entebbe. The Israeli leader also planned stops in Kenya, Rwanda, and Ethiopia. This is VOA News.